Confirmed reports say the Ochehene Amwete Ofori-Penying and his Council of Elders have banned two Eastern Regional NDC officials from entering the Paramounty for insubordination. This development, some experts say, does not augur well for Ghana's fledgling democracy. A governance and security expert, Sani Adeep, told George Ankrah in an interview that urgent steps be taken by both sides to clear the mistrust.
If you have a situation where in modern Ghana a chief bans a political party figure from coming into his jurisdiction, I must contend it's unfortunate and unacceptable. Because so far as I'm concerned, once you are a Ghanaian, I mean, I'm not a lawyer, but from what I study in the statutes, once you are a Ghanaian, you have the right to be anywhere you wish, so long as it is not a security zone or by law out of bounds to any person. Or unless you are put in prison, I mean, you are incarcerated when some of these liberties are restrained. But from what I study, no traditional authority in Ghana at the moment has that right to prevent anybody from stepping foot into his or her jurisdiction. This is not good enough. This is not good for our democracy, especially being in an election year when passions are so high. I mean, politicians are everywhere trying to gather votes. So by so doing, it only goes to reaffirm the fact that we have chiefs active in politics, which is against the rules of the National House of Chiefs, you see. So lots of meanings will be read into this. And like I said, it doesn't augur well for our fledgling democracy.
Sani, what do you think should be done immediately from both sides?
I think the General Secretary of the NDC should organize his top-ranking party members and go and see the old man. I mean, because we can't completely run away from the way we do things as, I mean, the way of our customs in Ghana. If a child does the wrong thing and the old person is not happy with him, what you do is organize people who are older than you, go and say, I'm sorry. The only thing I see is party members on the ground within the traditional area getting disgruntled or disenchanted by the directive, the customary directive of the Ochehene, and that might create some acrimony and mistrust between the people who belong to one particular party and the traditional setup there.
In his contribution, the governance expert, Professor Bafo Ajimendia, asked the two parties to, as a matter of urgency, have the issue resolved. Professor Ajimendia told Radio Ghana that Ghanaians of all shades must help protect the sanctity of the chieftaincy institution because the impasse is not an issue which cannot be resolved. He also asked political leaders to avoid unguarded statements and observe decorum. He spoke to George Ankrah.
I'm aware of this incident and that I'm hoping that the two parties, though for Ofori-Penying and the NDC, will find a way to quickly resolve this particular problem, because it's not good for us as a people, as a nation, and especially for a ruling party to have this kind of management by one of the prominent traditional houses in the country. Right. I think this particular incident also reminds us that our political leaders should try to avoid the loose talk that they often engage in. Loose talking is cheap, and at times they forget themselves. You know, chieftaincy is one of the institutions preserved and respected by the Constitution. Now, therefore, I think as a people, our culture requires us to be respectful of these leaders. Whether we like it or not, the 92 Constitution gives you recognition to the chiefs, and therefore our democracy in a way also supports a monarchy, a contradiction in itself, but that's what we have. So I think we should all find a way to be careful when we are making public statements, because in the long run it can come and haunt you. So what is good, as I've said, is that the NDC executive in the region, and I hope that even the national executive, will find a way to quickly resolve their differences with the Ofori-Penying.
Do you see any security implication or any implication at all, whether from the governance lens, in this development, if it is not solved as quickly as possible as you have proposed?
I think if there's any security implication, it's very, very minimal, because this is, in my view, it's a small case which can easily be resolved.